In this bulletin, an arrest made over the murder of an international student in Melbourne, the Royal Commission into the aged care sector begins, and in tennis, Australia's Ash Barty through to the fourth round of the Australian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Evan Young. An arrest has been made over the murder of an international student in Melbourne. Victoria Police say a 20-year-old man was arrested in Greensboro, a suburb close to Bundoora, where 21-year-old Aya Massawe was found. It comes after police launched a widespread hunt and appealed to members of the public to help find the killer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has condemned the murder as despicable, a sentiment shared by Labor leader Bill Shorten.
This is not the Australia or the Melbourne that I grew up in. It is shocking. I want to say to parents as young people come to Australia, this is shocking, but this is not Australia.
The Royal Commission into the aged care sector has begun in Adelaide. The Royal Commission, which will also be holding hearings in other states, is examining the extent of substandard care in the industry. The inquiry will also look at dementia care, home-based care, and a sustainable funding model for care and facilities. In her opening statement, Commissioner Lynelle Briggs said she wants to ensure the sector can deliver compassionate care with the highest of standards.
We will look to the future, canvassing demographic pressures, community expectations, technology, risks and opportunities. We will consider aged people's position in society, what they want and how they are perceived. We will give voice to them. We will look at experiences here and overseas and draw on lessons and ideas that may improve our aged care system.
The Refugee Action Coalition has raised concerns over recent protests at several onshore detention centres due to poor conditions. Protests at two centres have reportedly continued into their fifth day, as detainees continue to stand against alleged abuse inside the centres. Over 500 immigration detainees are taking part in hunger strike protests at the Yonga Hill Detention Centre in Perth and also in Melbourne's Immigration Transit Accommodation. The Refugee Action Collective says detainees have complained about the alleged abuse, including being arrested and punished arbitrarily. The Coalition's spokesman, Ian Rintoul, has called for urgent action by the government.
There is a veil of silence that actually surrounds the conditions in detention. It's an issue which isn't, you know, raised very often. People don't know that the minister can override court decisions, that people can be held in detention centres longer than they can be held in prisons without the normal, you know, sort of rights of appeal or review that people think, you know, apply. I think the Australian community, by and large, is, you know, oblivious to the way in which, you know, what they would see as normal natural justice or human rights.
The Royal Australasian College of Physicians has thrown its support behind pill testing, writing to state and territory leaders claiming there's enough evidence it can help to warrant a trial. The college, which represents more than 17,000 physicians and paediatricians, has sent the open letter to New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian and her counterparts, urging them to follow the lead of the ACT. A spokesman for the college says there's research currently available which justifies the introduction of carefully designed pill testing trials in Australia. To tennis, and Australia's Ash Barty has scored an impressive victory over unseeded Greek Maria Sakkari in the third round of the Australian Open. Barty left the court after winning the first set to get treatment on a hip flexor problem, but it didn't stop her coming away with a 7-5, 6-1 victory. She told the Nine Network the game was slightly challenging due to her injury, but also because the roof was closed because of wet weather.
The lively conditions suit both of us, so it took some time to get used to how dead and slow it is in here with the roof closed, but you know, there was not going to be much in it the whole match, and Maria's a great friend of mine, and we've had some exceptional matches in the past, so extremely happy to come through in straight sets and find my way towards the end there.
Barty now has a tough fourth round match ahead of her. She'll play the winner of the match between defending champion and third seed Caroline Wozniacki and 2008 champion 30th seed Maria Sharapova. Looking at tomorrow's weather around the country in Perth, very hot and sunny, 39 degrees, Adelaide sunny and 30, Melbourne partly cloudy 22, Hobart also partly cloudy, but 23. Canberra partly cloudy, 33 degrees. Wollongong wind easing, partly cloudy, 25. Sydney similar conditions in 29. Newcastle hot and partly cloudy, 30 degrees. Brisbane mostly sunny, 34. Cairns a shower or two, 31. And Darwin a shower or two with a possible storm, 32 degrees. I'm Evan Young. This is SBS News.